Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays. And on today's show, I'd been thinking a lot lately about how music has changed so much and evolved over the years. Like what once was considered a true love song or a pop song is now under a completely new format and considered a love song or a pop song. So I'm never really sure whether music adapts to the people or the people adapt to the music. It's kind of like a chicken or the egg scenario, maybe. The one thing we can be sure of, though, is that the music played influences in one way or another the music that follows it. And with that in mind, I'd like us to take a little bit of a trip back, mainly to the early 40s, when one of the most popular musical artists of the 20th century had the beginning of his most compelling music career, that a man who had sold over 150 million records worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. But before we can look at the rise of his career, we have to really tell the story of what got him to that place first. A place when he landed right where he should be, on the path to a lifetime of bright lights, big cities, bright stars, big hits. And it was in 1915, actually. That was the year that Sinatra was born. Francis Albert Sinatra was born in New Jersey. He was a very large baby. I can't remember the weight, but I read somewhere, I think he was over 13 pounds, and every mother in the world just cringed. So they needed to use forceps to get him out, and that caused some scarring on his face and neck. But most notably, it caused a perforated eardrum. And he actually, which a lot of people don't know, had really bad hearing damage in that ear for all his life. And I always find that really interesting when, like, someone who's really musical or really talented or such a great singer, and you end up finding out, you know, that they have some kind of hearing disability. It's confusing to imagine. His mother was a midwife who was extremely hard on him physically and sternwise, and his father was a boxer and a firefighter. But they also had a tavern, and he spent a lot of time as a kid either doing his homework in the tavern, or sometimes he would just sing tunes on top of the player piano and get some spare change from the patrons there. His uncle also gave him a ukulele at age 15, and he just sort of, you know, ham it up and perform at family events. And though he found joy in organizing band events for his high school, he was expelled, actually, from school for apparently being a rowdy teen. So he never graduated. He had a passion for big band jazz like Gene Austin and Bing Crosby. So I think we should just start the show with setting a little bit of a mood. Let's get a feel for, you know, what Sinatra's upbringing in the 20s and 30s was like, and hear what influenced him. So here's just a tune for you. One of his greatest influences, later to be a contemporary, Bing Crosby. There we go. That was not supposed to happen, but that's okay, because that can happen. It's live radio. So what I'm trying to do here is give you Bing Crosby doing Paradise here on 101.5 UMFM.
And then she holds my hand, la da da dee da 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 da. And then I understand, la da dee 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 da 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 da. Her eyes afire with one desire, then a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then she dims the light, la da dee 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 da 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 da. And then she holds me tight, la da dee da 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 da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to paradise. Thank you. and then she dims the light. La da da dee dee, la da da da. And then she holds me tight. La da da dee dee dee, da da da. Her kiss, each fond caress, they lead the way to happiness. She takes me to paradise.
Yes, Bing Crosby. Can't go wrong with that stuff. As a teen, Sinatra would perform around his Jersey town. He lived in Hoboken, actually, Hoboken, Jersey, New Jersey, at a couple little clubs and on radio stations, most literally singing for his supper or cigarettes. It was about a dollar a week that he would put towards a vocal coach named John Quinlan, who was to help him improve his speaking, actually. But it was really there that John helped Frank realize what his vocal range and that he was quite a good singer and sort of pointing that out. Some of his very first recordings were when he was part of a quartet called Frank Sinatra and the Hoboken Four. There's a recording I found on Frank's first nationwide exposure on the NBC radio network on a show called Major Bowes' original amateur hour program. And we'll listen to that right away. But for $15 a week in 1938, Frank actually had a job as a singing waiter. Those were the days. I mean, that would have been pretty cool. And the place he was working at had a radio station attached to it, and he began performing there quite often. He was encouraged to audition for his first studio recording and did so with a song called Our Love. And I found a recording of that, but instead of spinning that, I found a different one that I liked a little better. Here's Frank Sinatra in 1935 with a Mills Brothers song called Shine, and then one of Sinatra's first studio recordings from 1939 called All or Nothing at All, here on Riding with the Queen.
We have now the Hoboken Four. They call themselves the Singing and Dancing Fools.
Who will speak for the group?
I will. I'm Frank. We're looking for jobs. How about it?
Everyone that's ever heard us liked it.
My hair is curly.
The man's got curly hair.
Call. My teeth are pearly.
And he also has pearly teeth.
Just because. I'll always wear a smile.
Must always wear a smile.
Like to dress up. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna hide you, do you? You'll make the whole world shine.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart that may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
Wow, and that's like, and that was in 1939. Frank Sinatra's voice was ready to go. No kidding, he was on the map and everybody was starting to pay attention to him. It was a trumpet player and bandleader, Harry James, that had convinced Frank to record. James then signed a 2-year contract and he released his first album called From the Bottom of My Heart, and some other albums followed, including All or Nothing at All. They didn't sell well, but Sinatra's vocal training made it so that now he could sing 2 tones higher and started being able to expand his repertoire. He was really trying to work on his vocals quite a bit. Frustrated with the lack of success, I guess we always seem to blame our managers and agents, don't we? But he quit working with Harry James and became the lead singer of the Tommy Dorsey Band. And Dorsey became somewhat of a father figure to Frank. And on a side note, Buddy Rich, who was also on drums at this time for... Yeah, that's just really cool. Buddy Rich was the drummer for Tommy Dorsey's band at the same time. That was a very big time. I mean, if anyone knows anything about Frank Sinatra, there's a really big Tommy Dorsey and him connection through the lifetime. So here's a 1940s Tommy Dorsey Band featuring Frank Sinatra on vocals. And why not just go straight to the heart of it all, singing Blue Moon on UMFM.
And then there suddenly appeared before me,
who?
The only one my arms will ever hold.
Change partners.
I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold.
Hold tight.
Blue moon.
Somebody loves
now
me.
Now I'm no longer alone.
It had to be you.
Without a dream in my heart.
There's nothing but blue
without
sky.
Without a love of my own.
Get out. Get out.
Thank you.
I just love that song in any version that you hear it. In his first year with Dorsey, Sinatra recorded over 40 songs. Imagination was Sinatra's first top 10 hit, and it shared company with many others to come. And it was about like 1940 to 1942. They recorded over a handful of albums together. And finally, after much convincing, Dorsey finally relented and allowed Sinatra to record solo. I think that's what Sinatra wanted. Like, Frank wanted that the whole time. And finally convinced him. And once Frank heard these recordings, he was actually astounded at how good he sounded. Then he believed he needed to go solo, but he was tied down by his contract with Gate, which gave Dorsey 43% of Sinatra's lifetime's earnings in the entertainment industry. Who makes that deal with somebody? A lifetime. That's not good. So even though they were like he was like a father to him, he was even godfather to Nancy Sinatra. Inevitably, a legal battle ensued, and they never made peace again until death. They never did. So that's really a shame. Money always gets in the way. Business is tricky. In fact, this is a great quote. Dorsey said to the press once of Sinatra, quote, "He's the most fascinating man in the world, but don't put your hand in the cage." Ouch. Them's fighting words. Here's one of Sinatra's early hits, Imagination, on Riding with the Queen.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me. Can't imagine that you want me. Can't imagine that you want me to.
Imagination, Frank Sinatra, 101.5. What a great song. The mid-40s brought on this whole thing called Sinatra Mania. And the teenage girls at the time, known as Bobby Soxers, were a whole new demographic for the likes of Sinatra. I've been told that the Bobby Soxers were paid fans, which could be the case. I mean, that makes sense that, like, you know, these girls could be the beginnings of them anyway. I mean, people like to... people like to join the bandwagon, so all you really need is an initial fan base. But this was a whole new demographic for the likes of Sinatra, and Sinatra fan clubs were popping up all over the U.S. His publicist, George Evans, encouraged interviews with photographs and fans, and he was the man responsible for depicting Sinatra as like this vulnerable, shy Italian American with a rough childhood who made good, and, you know, the style that Frank dressed in, I think that the bow tie and all, like, I think that was part of George Evans' image for him too. So the whole style over the years can be attributed to the influence that George Evans had, and they actually had a really good friendship, and I think Frank trusted him quite a bit. After Frank signed with Columbia, they re-released some of the recordings, and they eventually got Frank back in the studio, this time with Alec Wilder as arranger and conductor for sessions, with a vocal group called the Bobby Tucker Singers. And that's a very specific sound that Frank had for a while. There was an album, I think maybe even two, that he did with the Bobby Tucker Singers. And there's a lot of a cappella in there, and it's some really neat stuff. By the end of 1943, he was more popular in a downbeat poll than Bing Crosby and Perry Como. So that was probably pretty big for him, considering Bing was his influence. So here's a great a cappella song that Frank did with the Bobby Tucker Singers. I don't remember what it's called. I think it might be called A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. I just don't have that in front of me. But anyway, regardless, here's Frank with the Bobby Tucker Singers.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming a favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you.
In just the 2 years of 1945 and 1946 alone, Sinatra sang on 160 radio shows. He recorded 36 times, and he shot 4 films. I don't really have a lot of time in this show to talk about his acting career, but it was pretty prominent as well. In 1946, he released The Voice of Frank Sinatra, and it reached number one on the Billboard, and now he was selling 10 million records a year. And it seemed as though Frank had really hit his stride. And though he continued to release singles and albums right into the end of the 40s, as all things rise, they sometimes fall. And unfortunately, Frank sort of felt the sting of watching his name slowly disappear from the charts. And again, unfortunately, this timing tied in with the death of his friend and publicist Evans and some bad press on his divorce from Nancy Sinatra. And an apparent affair with Ava Gardner brought on kind of a career slump. And now I just have to throw this in here. This is fairly inappropriate for some listeners, but for me, this is what makes good radio. I just want to speak on Sinatra's affairs and lovers. Just on a side note, I feel inclined to let my listeners know of some personal information that I have learned over the years about Frank Sinatra that I want to share. Apparently, when one of his ex-lovers was asked what she thought of Sinatra being a 119-pound has-been, she responded with, 19 of those pounds are between his legs. Whoa! So there you go, people. Your assumptions of old blue eyes is true. The fact was brought to you. That fact. Okay, so maybe me starting this segment every show, a little thing I'll call the things my lady listeners would want to know. I don't know. Anyway, I just found that really funny and I wanted to throw that in there. So now we know something about old blue eyes there. Before we start into the next decade where Sinatra leaves New York for Vegas, which was obviously a massive turning point, let's spin some of the tunes that he released over the mid to late 40s. So here's Frank Sinatra with the classic Some Enchanted Evening, followed by a tune called Sweet Lorraine, and that's with the Metronome All-Stars. And the Metronome All-Stars at that time had a 27-year-old Nat King Cole on the piano. So let's listen to those tunes here on 101.5 UMFM.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing, you may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy when he's playing with a choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, she's got a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you're gonna realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, 'cause it's in my sweetie's smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night how I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry my Lorraine. Nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry my Lorraine. That'll be the day when I marry my Lorraine.
Yeah, so there was. He moved to Vegas, Sinatra in Vegas. I guess that was as meant to be as something like icing on cake. He debuted in Vegas in 1951 and became truly one of Vegas' pioneer residency entertainers. His decline in popularity hit quickly after his arrival on the scene, though, and poor sales and attendance led to Columbia and MCA letting him go. But in this whole Sinatra roller coaster career fashion, some great recordings were made, and his comeback wasn't long after. And then he was taken on by Capitol Records. And once he heard the recording of I've Got the World on a String, he was elated, and he knew he was going to have a huge comeback. They recorded Songs for Young Lovers in 1954, which is, to me, an epic album. It's many songs that are on that album a lot of people recognize, even if you're not a huge Sinatra fan. And he sang a lot of those songs as his major hits for years to come on stage. So here's that career turning point. I've Got the World on a String, followed by a song I adore from the album Songs for Young Lovers called I Get a Kick Out of You here on UMFM. Thanks, guys, for listening. We got a little more Frank when we get back.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
Yes, finishing up into the 50s and into the 60s with over 10 albums, including five that went gold, one that went platinum. Frank was embarking upon an epic time in Vegas where he and a handful of others reigned supreme and were often called, Yes, you know it, the Rat Pack. This included Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop. Before we get too deep into the 60s and 70s, though, let's hear a couple of Frank tunes, classic Frank tunes that brought him to this point. Here's Frank singing a song written by Lawrence Hart, followed by one of my favorite Frank songs written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, and that's called Come Fly With Me. I'm Rami Mays, and you are listening to Riding with the Queen.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free fresh wind in her head, life without care. She's broke and it's oak, hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with sharpies and frauds, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's. And she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free fresh wind in her head, life without care. She's broke but it's oak, hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp. Come fly with me, let's fly. Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a love.
say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
It's really difficult some weeks to take a lifetime career, especially one like Frank Sinatra's, full of timeless music and rich stories. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to touch on the stories. The stories are endless. And then just try and like squeeze it into this 1 hour show. I only have an hour and it takes me, you know, 3-4 hours to research what I want to do and get the music history going and get the songs in there. This one could have taken me, you know, 2 days. There's just so much to tell. But I just decided to focus on the music more so than the stories and the stigma and sort of the history. So at this point, I can maneuver us through the 60s and 70s by telling you that after growing discontent with his label, he attempted running his own record label. And a lot of people know about this, but he called it Reprise Records, which notably later sold for $80 million. To maintain his commercial viability in the 60s, he recorded songs by groups like the Beatles and artists like Paul Simon, Elvis Presley, Joni Mitchell. And one of his albums in that time period, called Sinatra and Strings, became one of the most critically acclaimed works that he had. He collaborated with Count Basie on an epic album at that time, which flourished into a musical relationship that would continue for many years, performing together often. Billboard said that it was in 1965, when he was 50 years old, that he had reached, quote, the peak of his eminence. And, you know, I suppose that suave 50-year-old Sinatra would agree. Grammys and other accolades followed his next releases through the 60s. And some of his greatest hits like That's Life and Paul Anka's My Way were huge. And he continued to wow audiences and collaborate with other greats like Duke Ellington until about 1970, when he stated he was retiring. But it was only 3 years later that he released an album called Old Blue Eyes Is Back. And it was, of course, successful. He toured globally with performances with Ella Fitzgerald, John Denver, and many more. And then there was like 6 years where he didn't release an album. But in 1980, Sinatra released Trilogy, Past, Present, Future, which received 6 Grammy nominations and had on it the famous song, the theme from New York, New York. In the 80s, it was criticized that Sinatra's voice had lost much of its power and flexibility. Give the guy a break. He's getting older. But the fans, you know, they didn't seem to care much. And he was still getting signed for long-term contracts in places like the Golden Nugget in Vegas. And, who wouldn't want to go see Sinatra in Vegas? I would have loved to. Holding strong for a man in his 70s, a life of hard playing and extreme living, his health was starting to diminish, though. And then in 1986, he had collapsed on stage. And it was due to a condition... I was worried about this next word, and I'm stuttering on condition. Due to a condition called diverticulitis. Let's see. Diverticulitis? Though frail, he still managed to go on a Rat Back tour. And a couple years later... Yeah, I guess... Anyway, sorry, just a side note. I think tickleitis, I shouldn't have tried to say it again, is something to do with your intestinal walls and some kind of growth in there that I'm not really sure how that works. But he still managed to go on a Rat Pack tour a couple years later. And in the early 90s, he managed to record well-received albums called Duet and Duet 2 with contemporary artists like Aretha Franklin, Tony Bennett, Willie Nelson, Jimmy Buffett, and Neil Diamond. And yeah, those are pretty epic. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard that. With his health diminishing as well as his memory, he sang his very last performance in 1995. On his 80th birthday, a tribute was put together in L.A. and was performed by a star-studded cast with the likes of Ray Charles and Little Richard performing, and of course many others. After a lifetime of insurmountable success in music, Frank Sinatra also had a prominent film career. He was a strong-voiced political activist, and you know, he even had alleged organized crime links. I mean, these stories are endless. I could have done like a 10-part series. He did. He passed away at age 82 from a heart attack. With word of his death, the Empire State Building was arranged to glow blue, and the Vegas Strip was dimmed, and all the casinos stopped spinning for a minute of silence type of thing. And really, only Frank Sinatra can make time stop, even in his death. In retrospect, there is so much more to tell, so many songs I could play. This could very, very easily, like I said, turn into like, you know, 2-3-4-part feature. But I will leave you with a couple of great Frank songs that will inevitably remind you why he's been called by many, quote, the greatest singer of the 20th century. So we're going to end this show today with I'm hoping I can squeeze in 4 songs, but it looks like I might be able to only squeeze in 4. I mean 3. So here's a live performance of Count Basie on piano and Frank singing with a Quincy Jones led band for the song Fly Me to the Moon. And then we'll follow that by a great duet with Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank. The Way You Look Tonight might fit the show. I'm not really sure. I might have to cut that one. But to close out the show, I have to play this. We'll go with one of my all-time favorite duets. It's Dorothy Kirsten along with Frank Sinatra singing the classic Baby, It's Cold Outside. So thank you so much for tuning in today, you guys. I always love doing these shows. I love telling you these stories. I love your feedback. Until next week, guys, you've been riding with the Queen.
Fly me to the moon, let me swing among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. And adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss.
Whatever happens, we've got us. We're closer than pages that stick
and
in a book.
My shadow.
We're closer than ripples that play in a brook.
Strolling
wherever you find him, you'll find me, just look. Closer than a miser or the bloodhound's Deliza, me.
We're closer than smog when it clings
and
to L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK. Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue. And when it's a sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing.
Swing to the sky.
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring.
A ding ding. A happy new year. And now to repeat what I said
and
at the start, they'll need a large crowbar to break us apart. We're alone but far from blue.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We'll make all the late spots and then a few more. We'll wind up at Jilly's right after Toots Shore.
Life is gonna be a wee while we
for my shadow and me.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Been hoping that
you. Been hoping that you'd drop in.
Oh, very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
I.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in that
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to break
now
the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I'd
what's
tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I've gotta get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
Man, it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my
don't
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really
died.
Can't stay.
Get over that old
oh,
doubt.
But
baby,
it's
cold outside.
On the other hand, you're too warm, as I said before.
Well, I thought I'd lock the door. You see, there was a draft blowing in, and it's getting kind of chilly on there. Gulp.
What was that?
I swallowed the key.
You're a villain.
But you're so thrilling. Baby, it's cold.